Thursday, November 28th. Today is Thanksgiving Day. I love, love, love this holiday. Mainly because I get to eat enough food to feed the entire cast of Big Time Rush. Brianna and I helped Mom finish up the cooking while my dad drove to the airport to pick up my grandma. Having Grandma over for the weekend is a real treat because we haven't seen her since we moved here last summer. She said there was no way she was going to miss seeing me sing in the talent show, and she was coming even if she had to ride her Segway the entire 300 miles. And she's crazy enough to do it. Grandma says all her friends have Segways too. And for fun, they get together and ride around town like an elderly motorcycle gang swinging bottles of Pepto-Bismol and squirting denture cream on the door handles of parked cars. Grandma's a little wacky. Actually, a lot wacky. But Mom says that's because she has an eccentric personality and a zest for life. Personally, I think all that's just a polite way of saying she's senile. But you gotta love her. Here she is with her three adorable poodles, named Larry, Moe, and Curly. Anyway, our Thanksgiving dinner was wonderful. After everyone had stuffed themselves, Dad lit the fireplace in our living room and we all sat around and played a game of charades. It was my brilliant idea to do famous singers, and we took turns drawing names out of a hat. When it was Grandma's turn, we almost died laughing. OMG! She did a killer impression of Lady Gaga. After our game was over, Grandma gathered us around and hugged each one of us. Her eyes started to water as she announced that she had something really important to say. I guess I should tell you the real reason I wanted to spend Thanksgiving here. I'm getting up in age, and one day soon I'm going to be leaving here and going on a very long trip. I know we're going to miss each other, but I just want everyone to know how much I love you all, so I'm giving you your Christmas present today. Mainly because I'm not going to be here with you physically for the upcoming holidays. But I will be here in spirit. That's when Dad got really emotional, and tears started streaming down his face. Mom, we love you too, but please don't talk about dying and leaving us. OMG, it was so sad. Even I sniffled a couple of times. That's when Grandma turned around in her chair and rolled her eyes at my dad like he was a complete idiot. For Pete's sake! When you were a baby, your dad must have dropped you on your head a few times too many. Who's talking about dying? Gladys, Beatrice, and I are flying out to Las Vegas for 2 weeks, and we're leaving next Wednesday. From there, we're doing a road trip to Hollywood to see a taping of Betty White's show. And the price is right. We won't be back until after Christmas. Oh, we all breathed a huge sigh of relief. Grandma continued. Anyway, before I leave, I want to give you all an early Christmas present. It's a priceless family heirloom that has been passed down through generations of Maxwells since 1894. Or was it 1984? One of those years. I forget which. Anyway, it's my most prized possession. She went to the closet and pulled out a large Christmas present topped with a shiny red bow. That's when it occurred to me that if her heirloom was a super expensive antique, maybe my parents could sell it on eBay, use my portion to pay off my tuition, and still have thousands of dollars left over. Maybe Grandma coming to visit and giving us our present a month early was the answer to my prayer. Not. When we opened the box, inside was a super old iron bucket with a large handle on the side. My dad's eyes lit up and then quickly filled with tears again. Mom, you shouldn't have, he gasped. It's Grandma Gertrude's ice cream maker. She used to make me ice cream with it when I was a little boy. I was like, just great. So much for my idea of selling it to pay my tuition bill. Our so-called priceless heirloom was basically a piece of junk. By next month, we'd probably be using it as a makeshift recycling bin. Then, during our annual spring cleaning, Mom would pay the junk hauler to take it and a few other of Dad's garage sale treasures, like his paddle-less canoe, to the city dump. Grandma handed my mom a piece of paper that had the Maxwell's secret ice cream recipe written on it. "I'd love some creamy, delicious Maxwell family ice cream for dessert. Anyone else?" Grandma beamed proudly. Brianna got so excited, she started dancing around. "Yay! Ice cream! You scream! We all scream for ice cream!" "What a great idea," Mom said as she herded us all into the kitchen. "I think making ice cream together would be a wonderful family sharing time. Come on, everyone! Fun, fun, fun!" I was like, oh, crud. Family sharing time? Again? No! Making homemade ice cream sounds like a harmless, family-friendly activity, right? But not with an antique cast-iron hand-cranked ice cream maker. Things got really complicated when Dad showed Brianna what he used to do for fun when he was her age. When Mom wasn't looking, he and Brianna tried to sneak a few licks of ice cream that had spilled over the sides. Who'd have thunk such an old-fashioned gadget like that could reach futuristic sub-zero temperatures? After this little fiasco, I know for certain who Brianna inherited her lack of intelligence from. I thought for sure their tongues were going to freeze solid, snap off, fall on the floor, and shatter into a million little pieces. Luckily, Dad and Brianna only ended up with a mild case of frostbite and a severe but temporary lisp. I was surprised Mom's ice cream was so delish. But every time that image of Dad and Brianna popped into my head, I'd start laughing so hard that ice cream would shoot right out of my nose and give me a really painful brain freeze. Hey, I wonder if it's true that if you take a hot shower right after a brain freeze, your brain will melt and you'll turn into a CCP. Anyway, we had a very happy Thanksgiving.